From the newsroom, I'm Lou Bear with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The housing crisis in California is so dire that Attorney General Rob Bonta has now put together a housing strike force. Bonta says California is facing a housing shortage and affordability crisis of epic proportion. That strike force is going to work to address this shortage and affordability crisis by a variety of means and methods over the coming months. It was a crisis day Saturday for a woman in her home on the north shore of Lake Tahoe. Attacked by a bear inside the house. The woman says she just remembers seeing that big paw, then she was screaming and bleeding. Told the TV cameras that bear intrusions into car and homes are not all that uncommon in the area, but those bears are mainly looking for food. Doctors and clinics getting ready now to begin giving vaccine shots to kids 5 through 11 throughout Northern California. This after the CDC gave its blessing to the pediatric vaccine yesterday. Northern California Kaiser Permanente said they're going to be ready starting Monday to begin manning the syringes. The now approved vaccine for kids is about one-third the dose of what adults are given. Those shots will be administered 3 weeks apart. As the rollout gets momentum, resistance remains in many parts of North State. The latest in Glenn County, where the Board of Supervisors on Tuesday adopted a resolution opposing the state-imposed COVID-19 vaccine mandates. They said in the resolution they believe the vaccines are safe, but still believe it is all a matter of personal choice. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Del Norte and Humboldt counties will be lifting the outdoor masking requirements as of Monday. Also, the two counties will lift the indoor masking requirement in public spaces not subject to state or federal masking rules. The alley between 4th and 5th and E and F Streets in Eureka is now known as Charlie Moon Way. Lost Coast Outpost reporting, Eureka City Council unanimously approved the name change at its Tuesday night meeting to educate the community on the history of the Chinese people in the area. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.